Listening 58. Listen and read. Diaries from Delhi.
My name's Susie. I'm 18 years old and I'm a student from London. 3 weeks ago, I was teaching English in a language school in Tokyo. The job ended and I decided to take a holiday. I wanted to travel around the world. I put some clothes in a backpack, found my passport, bought a new pair of trainers, and said goodbye to my friends. I was sad to go, but I was looking forward to my new adventure. I've always wanted to go to India, so I bought a ticket to Delhi. I caught a taxi to the airport. I remember feeling really nervous. Was I doing the right thing? Should I stay in Tokyo? Or maybe I should go back home to London. I phoned my mum from the airport, and she told me not to worry. If I wasn't happy, she said, I could give it up and come home. I sat on the aeroplane feeling a bit happier. I watched a few films, and the time passed quickly. I chatted to the people around me, and by the time we arrived, I'd made some new friends. One of them was from Delhi. She gave me the address of a hotel, and that's where I spent my first night. The next day, I explored Old Delhi, which is the traditional part of the city. Chandni Chowk is the main street. It's very busy, full of cars, cycle rickshaws, hand-pulled carts, people and animals. You can find the oldest and busiest markets in India here, selling all kinds of things, including jewellery, material, perfume, and of course, street food. I love Golgappa, which is a kind of bread filled with chickpeas and spicy potatoes. Indian sweets are delicious too. One of the most interesting places I've visited in Delhi is Humayun's tomb. This monument looks a bit like the famous Taj Mahal in Agra, but it's older. The tomb was built in 1570. It's a very beautiful building and is surrounded by beautiful gardens. Another great place to go is the Red Fort, which was built in 1638. You can see a sound and light show in the evening, which is really amazing. I'm going to spend a few more days in Delhi because I love it so much. Tomorrow, I'm planning to visit the National Museum because I've heard that the art is fantastic. After that, I'll be back on the road. I'll let you know where I decide to go. Bye for now. Susie.
I'm Joe, and I'm 19. I'm from New York, but I've been living in Australia. 2 days ago, I was working as a waiter in a restaurant in Sydney. I was having a great time. The weather was amazing, and the people were really friendly. It was more like a vacation than a job. Then, I decided to give it all up and leave. Why? Because I wanted to see the world. I bought a new backpack, some jeans, t-shirts, and a pair of sneakers. I bought a ticket to Delhi, took some money out the bank, and said goodbye to my friends. And then, I was ready to go. I caught a cab to the airport. I was really excited, but I was nervous too. I phoned my mom back home in New York and told her my plans. She said I was doing the right thing, and I felt better. I fell asleep on the airplane, so I didn't talk to anyone. I didn't even see any of the movies. When I arrived in Delhi, I found a place to stay, and then I slept again. I was very tired. At last, I was ready to see the city. Wow! Delhi is amazing. It's crowded and noisy, but there's so much to see and do. They've got some great stores. I spent hours shopping around. The food is great, too. I bought some papdi chaat in one of the street bazaars. It's a kind of bread with potatoes, chickpeas, yogurt, and chili. Delicious. I found some amazing Indian candy, too. It's so sweet. I've already been to some of the temples, the tombs, the gardens, and the mosques. Jama Masjid is the largest mosque in India. It's really amazing. It took 13 years to build and was completed in 1656. It's opposite Chandni Chowk in Old Delhi. If you climb to the top of the southern tower, you'll get an amazing view of the city. They have all kinds of festivals here in Delhi, and next week it's the start of Holi. This is a Hindu festival, but lots of people celebrate. For 2 days, people light bonfires and throw colorful paint at each other. I don't want to miss that. Next week, I'll probably leave Delhi. Where will I go? I don't know yet. I think I'll stay in India for a couple of months, though. I'm loving it here. Bye, Joe.